This is CliffCentral.com.
It's 9 o'clock on Friday, the 5th of something of something.
The 36th of December.
39th of April. What time does this podcast begin, Eric?
This podcast begins just now.
Oh, thank you.
You should know by now.
There's no reason why we named it that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we had a whole bunch of names in
there. No, it was it was a legal wrangle. I like to call it a legal wrangle.
What happened? Give us the story, David.
Dusty wouldn't let us use the other name. He said if you use the name, I'd like to still use it. So if you do get any monetary things, because no one sponsors this thing.
Yeah.
But he said if you do want to, you have to pay me for the name. So I'm like, okie dokie, man.
You can have
back
the name
to
back.
You just now.
Yeah.
And then when they said, what's the name of the podcast? We said, just now.
We'll give you the name just now. And then they're like,
Eric, how are you, man? Welcome back.
I'm well. I'm absolutely fantastical. How are you?
You are well, but when I see you, say you're well, but when I read your tweets, you're getting friend zoned, you're getting let down.
I'm depressed as fuck.
I'm so depressed. You can't say the F word now because my lattie says holidays.
I'm depressed hello, as dude. Fudge. A soft fudge been in the sun for like 3 days.
Why are you depressed man?
I'm gonna explain this thing. I'm not depressed. I just suffer from a weird bout of sadness when I'm alone. Like when I'm alone, when I'm by myself, when I'm watching TV.
As you get older,
stuff,
you'll be used to being
No, but
by
this
yourself.
Is the thing. I'm used to being alone. Like I'm always alone. 90% of the time, I'm chilling at home by myself. But then sometimes I look at how much fun people are having and I'm like, damn it, I wish I had something to have fun.
It's a little bit of like FOMO mixed with a bit of depression.
Yeah, it's FOMO and depression. It's like DOMO.
But at least you know what the problem is. At least you know it. A lot of depressed people don't know they're depressed.
No, I'm not depressed. I haven't like been to a doctor and he's been like, yo man, you said a shit. Like, okay. I'm just like going with this word. I don't suffer from FOMO. I just suffer from the fact that I'm alone.
Thanks, Palesa.
Thank you, Palesa.
But no, we came back in to do this thing on the 5th of...
the 36th of December. Young dude, be tapping on the mic. Don't tap on the mic. Say things. Use your
We
words.
Can't tap on the mic. How's it, Jude? How are you?
Good.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Aren't you on school holidays?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
What have you been doing?
Been in Cape Town.
What did we do there?
What did you do in Cape Town?
Surf.
You surfed? With who?
My friends.
And who else?
No one.
There were other people in the sea. You were quite good there on the board, I noticed. Did you see Zach get dumped? Did you see him get dumped?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
This is so fire.
You know what's nice?
I could have brought my dad, actually.
We're in the car. We're in the exact same
dad. My dad would be just talking now. My dad would be going on the
He
tangent.
Says we get in the car after... I went to Cape Town and I saw Kurt. And I did a three-minute set at the Cape Town Comedy Club.
Why did you do a three-minute set?
Because I said, how long have I got? And Ralph Infine said, you've got 3 minutes. And what was the timer on? What was the timer on that thing when I came off?
3 minutes, 6 seconds, and 43 split seconds.
Wow!
So tell like young comics, can you do? And that 6 seconds is walking on and off.
Yeah.
That's three on, three off.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's how you do it.
Wow!
It
that's
can
fine,
be done.
Man.
And then I came off, and him and Jack were watching the thing, and he says, "Dad, you're very very funny, but Trevor Noah is still funny."
Wow!
And then I just
cried. Son of the year.
I said no offense.
That doesn't mean it doesn't offend. You can't just go. That's almost like excuse the pun.
I was just gonna say everybody that says no offense before this
is definitely gonna offend you.
I don't mean to upset you, but you're gonna upset me. Don't say
not,
what you want to say.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist.
Yeah, I'm
but.
Not racist, but.
But like, he is a professional comedian like me, and he is funny. So I agree with you. And also, he works a little bit harder than me.
Yeah.
Because I was also surfing with you.
Yeah.
Instead of writing down comedy.
You were just watching us laughing.
I was laughing at you guys because you are two. It's like watching two retarded midgets in the sea.
This has been the best morning of my life this year. Oh my goodness.
But you guys were funny, bud. You got to admit. And then what did we do New Year's? Did we have a party? Who was playing? What was that guy playing?
Bagpipes.
Did you ever seen bagpipes play before?
Oh yeah, that picture. Yo, Dave, I cried. I was crying when I saw that picture. So for those of you who haven't seen it, we're gonna post it on the Twitter thing later. You have to post that thing on the Twitterscape. Dave Levinson is standing next to the dude playing the bagpipes. But in typical Dave fashion, not wanting to feel left out, he's playing a stool. Ah, it was incredible.
But not a piece of shit. A stool, a bar stool.
Wow, like a proper bar. Like, guys, I can't make this up. This shit is funny. It is incredible. For those of you that are tuned in live and listening to us, please WhatsApp us. Let's speak to you for a change. The number, 079-748-2090, like it is every other year of the week.
Welcome, guys.
Well, do we welcome people?
Some guy just said welcome back.
Hey, thanks, man. Welcome back to you as well.
Oh, I see what this thing does. It does everything. It's got tweets,
Twitter and WhatsApp and some other thing. Yeah. No, but the WhatsApp was down the last time. Okay. I remember.
So well, welcome back, guys. That's Cornelius. Yeah. Who actually ended up buying some Dave Brew.
Did he?
And then when he got to the airport, the box that he had opened and two or three of them burst in the reception area. And he says he felt very embarrassed, but not because they broke, but the fact that he was licking the beer up off the floor.
That's commitment, man.
It tasted so good.
You could have lost the tongue, but you didn't. That's dope, man.
So now we've got, I want to do some news, and we've got to talk some things.
Yeah, some things.
Parker's, how was New Year's Eve gigs? Do they work? You said yours was dope.
I've done one so far, and it was cool, man. Because people were there. You could feel like the energy in the room was nice because people were there for the show and for
they
the
paid
afterwards.
A little bit of a premium as well for
because they got champagne and a thing. So I'd say it works, but it needs to be one of those things where there must be more than just comedy happening. Because if it's just comedy and then the countdown...
Yes, exactly. You might as well have a normal comedy
exactly.
night.
Exactly. You might
I agree with you. I completely agree with you. I find no comedy on a New Year's Eve is better. Rather have the comedians come and sit at your table and you have a dinner with one of the comedians. That I would do. Because that's... And then you have band coming on.
But
and what you've scored then at your table is... Say now there's 20 tables.
Yeah.
You then have the comedians at your table. And then you have a jaw. The host comes on... Completely not comedy. Still in the comedy club, a band, and you party.
Yeah,
make
no,
it something
but
different.
If you do that, remember, sometimes people are at a table having conversation with the people that they came with because they either haven't seen them in a while
exactly.
or they've been
busy. So, you're almost intruding as a comedian.
Yeah, exactly. You're just sitting there like, hey, so do you guys have any funny
That's why I would rather do a comedy night and with a difference because it's New Year's Eve. Your table, you will have a comedian join you at your table and you can ask them questions. And then also at a certain time, they swap around. And you get another comedian, so it'll be lucky. You'll have Jason Goliath sitting at the table. Eric Janssen comes there, although he'll be the waiter.
because he's got the experience, maybe. He can serve a drink.
And then, but I'm not a fan of the New Year's Eve gig, a comedy gig, especially. I don't mind. And also, New Year's Eve, I also want a duel, man.
I must say, no, it was cool. It was cool because we had the set lineup, but then a whole bunch of other comics came through, so we just put everybody on. Everybody did 10 minutes.
Okay, cool.
So it was
like
myself.
A 10 and 10.
The normal lineup, the supposed to be lineup was me, Jason, Nicholas, Alfred, and Bongani Dube.
Because Alfred was also at Parker's.
Parker's, yeah. He headlined Parker's.
No,
funny. So those are the five guys that were originally supposed to perform. But then Robbie rocked up, Emilio and Titi rocked up, Shandre van Wyk was there with Bongani, and there was another guy. Who was the 10th guy? Tabiso was there as well.
But at least it was full.
It was full, yeah, okay. It was full.
We had a comedy night at the Cape Town Comedy Club, which I had a look at.
Yeah.
Kurt as the main host, and then a band, and then just two comics, and then a dinner and a party.
Yeah.
So the party started long before, the comedy ended long before. So it ended about 11-ish, and you carry on with comedy, with the evening.
Oh, with the evening, yeah.
Yeah, and that then people stayed.
Yeah,
same
thing happened at the club. Club ended at like 11.
I don't know what happened at Parker's. I was there last night. I just saw the lineup, and I just wondered.
Who was on?
I think it was Prince.
Prince?
Martin Jonas.
Yeah.
Alfred. Joe. And then someone else.
Open spot.
No, there was proper. No, who last night?
Yeah.
Last night was weird. There was only 20, 30, 40 people there, and they were... mostly Indian. And then, you know, Tony DeKing, he's not shy to offend every race under the sun.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fudge cake.
You know, you can say he's racist, but you're like, yeah, he's consistent.
He's consistent.
And he's misogynist. And he's like, where are you from? We're from Mars.
Baby.
Martians. They eat their food like this.
I'm surprised you're not red because of the sand constantly blowing into your faces.
He just hit the Indians hard last night. And thing is, like, they were quite offended, maybe, in a sense. And then just all of a sudden, they started digging him, which is the kind of Tony DeKing thing. You end up giggling.
It becomes shock to a point where you're just like, you know what?
Can't help it. But he's a pro.
Did you jump on?
I was on last, but it was hard. When those 35 people had been, Werner Klutti was on.
Woo! What a lineup! I love this lineup
another
already.
Another guy was called Dave Thompson from England.
Dave Thompson is performing at the club this weekend.
He's at the club as well. So he's headlining at your club and he's going to Cape Town as well. But he's a very smart, he's an older guy and he's got one-liners.
Ah.
And these guys were not picking up on this stuff. He's got
so
some smart, like Stephen Wright's things that just don't work. Because they're looking at him going, because his reference is such heavy stuff.
Yeah.
That's there, and then he tells the joke, So he's referencing economic policy or Donald or like the sun refracting light, and then he's doing a corny dad joke. So if you don't know about
corny dad jokes,
no, about refraction of light and the spectrum.
Refraction of light, you just need to listen. That's just the build up, son.
The fact is, people need to get out. I don't care if you haven't got bucks, $100. $120, $130 to go and watch a comedy show is not too much.
Yeah.
Get out there and start your 2018 with a good laugh.
Yeah.
Cornelius went to this fan of ours. He went to a Durban Comedy Fest.
Okay.
So who's that? John Flismas, Nick
Rabinowitz,
a whole bunch.
Rabinowitz and those
he
guys,
said,
yeah.
What is wrong with people? It's one of his first times in a while that he's been.
Yeah.
And his message was, why aren't people doing this all the time? And I said, exactly. Our fight is not to say that we're not good enough to be on stage.
Yeah.
The fight is to go, what a brilliant, brilliant lineup of minds and fun and being funny, like, and no one's coming to those things, but they're going to these other things where Goldfish are playing a CD and paying $500.
Got 1 million views like that, man.
The other thing is having that hassle when people after a gig when they come to you and say, yo, that wasn't really funny. You're like, guys, I'm in an industry where I've got up and put my heart on my sleeve and said I'd like to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And you come to you afterwards
and telling me I'm not funny.
Who else is doing that at your office during the day?
Nobody.
Yeah. People don't like you. So for someone who's doing this,
they don't give a shit, man. Leave the office.
You do that. You make people laugh.
Yeah.
And you get so much uphill for the first 10. Then they sit and go, oh, actually, I get it now.
Yeah.
You're actually
having fun
an angel.
Yeah.
You're sent from heaven. Except that for Vanna, because I went on stage and I said my kid's here because he had to come with me because he's with me.
Okay.
And then he sat backstage there just drawing Lego. And then I said, he sat on stage on the side. So I said, I'm just making sure I can keep an eye on him and keep him away from Werner.
Because with Werner, you can never be too safe.
Yo, Werner gets hard, eh?
You know he does. He does. He didn't get that joke. Wait, let's hear from the man himself. Tell us, what didn't you get about that joke?
Everything.
Wait, which joke? Where did you get lost, specifically?
So what did I say? I'm trying to keep you away from?
Werner.
Okay, Werner's jokes was about selling ice creams to kids. And then kidnapping them. Did you not listen to his jokes? Okay, so now do you understand the joke? I've got keeping my eye on my kid to keep him away from Werner.
Because Werner sells ice creams, and he would have liked an ice cream.
And then once you get the ice cream, you get into the truck, and then you become one of Werner's jokes.
You become a statistic.
Hey,
you got it. You got it. He's with us now.
Well
all
done.
Right. There we go.
But did you enjoy the club last night?
Uh-huh.
Was it lekker? Who's the funniest guy there?
Tony.
Tony. And that's a fact.
Ah,
this guy, he's sitting there listening to a few things, and then he starts listening, and then he's like, then he starts laughing, and it's the most corniest dad jokes you've ever heard. What song was he singing?
Is it Far Canal? I have one in here, can I? She's over there on the parking lot.
Oh, so, he's like the song. And Jude got, just listening to the song, so he lives on this side of the canal.
I know the song.
His girlfriend lives on the far side of the canal.
Yeah, I love that song. That's my favorite Tony
DeGee
song.
Just giggling.
Fucking hell. Living on the West Coast, she's on the fucking hell. I love
that
song.
I'm sure the song's
different. Oh, man, I love the song. But that's what it sounds like.
It is a clever song.
Nobody knows the words except
because
those.
He's Irish
exactly.
And she's from... although, you know that joke is made up backwards because, like, how can I make fucking hell funny?
Yes.
We are canals. Holland. Okay,
yeah.
I'm Irishman falls in love with a girl from Holland.
Yeah. There's the
song
canal.
Song writes itself.
I'm in the near canal. She is on the fucking canal. Yes. There's actually to be to this. No, but no, like I was saying, nobody knows what he says in that song. He tried to explain it to me backstage one night before he put me on stage. And I was like, wait, what are you actually saying? He's like, no, I'm just telling the story about how... Well, not in this accent, obviously. He was like, so I'm telling the story about... It's like, okay, cool.
Tony
cool,
is amazing.
Cool. No, he's
I don't
incredible.
Know, people do that sometimes, like a lot of younger comedians and female comics don't dig his vibe.
And the thing is...
say he's this and that. And I'm like, but just stand there for the first 20 minutes and go, that's stupid, that's stupid, that's stupid. And then one of the jokes is going to get
eventually,
you.
Eventually, he's going to just gonna punch you in the funny
when he does the thing, yeah, when he does the thing where he says, tell me a color and I'll sing a song. And then he it's easy because he just makes the words sound like the song.
Yeah.
And he got everyone, he got them actually laughing.
I like how when his jokes.
Of course I turned you off, buddy. I like. Do you want to be on again?
What's up? What do you want to say?
What's your thing?
What's up?
I just like to be on.
See? You know what's cool is that this is probably, you know that podcast where you say to people, listen to our podcast, we really are, we've got a lot of comedian interviews.
Yeah.
It's a place where comedians come and chat.
Yeah.
And then all over the world, there's like a thing going, guys, today we're going to get like people in a school hall in New York City,
yeah,
downtown Harlem.
Yeah.
And they're going to listen to a podcast randomly from all over the world.
Yeah.
And then we've got, this is my kid, Jude. This
one. Yeah. This is my son. Hi, son. How are you, son?
Welcome to the show.
How are you, Dad?
Jude Phoenix Levinson. So first, there you go.
Ah, there it is.
He actually stood on a chair now and farted. Please say, what do you say afterwards?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
You have to say pardon.
He shouts at me, like I'm in my car.
Yeah.
I pay the rent.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to fart in my car. And he's like, Dad, what do we say afterwards? I'm like, you sound like your mom now.
Abracadabra, bruh.
You say abracadabra.
Merry Christmas.
And what were you talking about this
hallelujah
morning? He's like, hey, bro, I'm doing this. What are we doing? Yeah, I'll pack this in my case, hey, bro.
Wow.
He's talking like a stoner.
Okay, that's nice. No, what I was saying about Tony the King is he has the thing. How many years has he been doing comedy now?
It's 50.
It's 50.
And also, not comedy. That guy was in a band.
He was in a band.
MC'd things.
Yeah.
Wrote shows, produced shows, was on television as a producer and as a sidekick.
So he's probably 99.
He's a millionaire.
Who did he look like?
President Trump.
Yeah, he says he looks like Donald Trump.
What?
I think it's the hair.
Yeah, it's there. It has to be there. The thing I like about him
funnier
is because he's been doing it for so long. His reactions are so flawless.
It's like, I don't give a shit, Valve.
It's
wide open.
Yeah, he's like, I really don't give a shit. Like, my favorite things, Farcanel, and the other one is when he does the cathedral thing when no one laughs at the jokes. So he does the joke, then he goes, ah, you don't find that funny? Why does it feel like I'm at church all of a sudden?
And I want young comedians to watch him and see the strength of your punchline is strengthened by your belief in it.
Yes.
Like, I'm doing this.
If you can milk a punchline,
yeah, not
my
even
friend.
Milk it, but just say it confidently, like, this is funny.
What exactly are you doing?
Who?
You.
When?
When he's
now
on stage.
On stage. You're making people laugh.
Yeah.
And you've got to believe your
funny
stuff works, man.
Yes. No, I watched. I've been watching a lot of things on Netflix as well. So I watched Jerry Seinfeld's
Comedian
documentary.
You tweeted about that. Like, it's called Comedian.
Yeah, the thing.
But I don't
Comedian.
Like the guy that follows him around. He's so anxious.
What's his name?
Bedoddle Bedingle. He's just
wait,
so anxious.
Ornie, what's
Ornie
his name?
Adams.
Yes. No, look.
Don't you find he's so, like me, you and I will chat backstage.
Anxious. The thing is, when I watched the clip, I felt like it was a beautiful contrast between the two of them. Look, I understand Seinfeld already had the show by that point, so he was quite established.
But even Seinfeld then says it doesn't matter because he's now on stage.
Yes,
in
because
this,
now he's on stage
arena
as himself. Yeah. He's not backed on the show. He's not
writing
writers, the show. Yeah.
He's there to do, let me make these people laugh. And he
so
bombs a few times.
Yes. He does the jokes and that's his thing and he goes through the motions. But then you look at the cuts where Orny's on, and Orny's taking this... like, you know when somebody takes something way too seriously? When you're like, nah, this is an alpha.
And also when he tries to push that one joke on everyone, it's not... it's like what we spoke about with rape jokes. Like, just don't do it. And
yeah,
then I'll use Vanna Clutie as an example there. Like, that doesn't work. The stuff that he does. I'm like, bro, you took a little audience, 35 people.
And you divided
You really
them.
Needed to... make them like you, and then you hit that stuff.
You divided them even further.
Yeah.
No, so the thing is, with that, what you call it, comedian documentary, I watched it and I was like, this guy is doing this thing. Because there's a fine line between I'm passionate about it and I'm obsessed with being perfect at it.
Yes.
And Orny was obsessed
trying
with the perfection.
Be perfect.
Because have you seen the thing?
I have. I've got it. It's on my DVD.
He has VHS tapes of every show he's ever done. He's got books of material. He's got, like, you know when you look at something and you're like, I understand you are working, but where are you working to? Where's this going? Where's your one-man show? Why don't you just focus on doing a one-man thing and getting
the
following?
And also that perfection was what was tripping him every single time.
Yes.
And that was...
like when they asked him to change some of the wording in his
jokes.
I wonder
if Seinfeld actually knew that.
What?
That he was getting this guy, said, I need a really obsessed freak to come and do this thing with
me. I think he knew. I'm pretty sure he knew.
But it makes for a good documentary because the guy is on edge. And backstage, I want to chill, and you also want to chill, and you've got—I've got my set list, even though I might improvise a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
I know what I want to end on and I'll begin with, and theme-wise, I want to talk about this, that. And he backstage must have been a horrible man to sit backstage with.
Yeah,
like you said, he changed the wording of the joke.
Like when they asked him when he had to do, what did he have to do? I think it was the Letterman show or something. And then he had to go on, but he couldn't say lupus. He had to say
different
psoriasis.
Disease.
Yeah, he had to say psoriasis.
And he couldn't get the word.
And he had the word, but then he's like, I'm not happy with this. I've never had to say psoriasis in my life. My
old brother get over yourself.
I was like,
man.
It's one word, guy.
I've seen Trevor hassle about like the difference between two words, which one is funny and which one, where it must go in the sentence.
Yeah.
But also, if you're under that sort of gun, if they say you're not allowed to say it, then
don't say it. Just carry on with life.
What is lupus?
It's I have no idea. I'm not gonna lie.
What is psoriasis?
I have no idea either. Wait, let's Let's Google.
I think psoriasis is a skin disease,
and
which lupus is immune.
I know what's the name.
Autoimmune dysfunctional disease.
Somebody recently, Selena Gomez came out and said,
"What's she got? Lupus."
Lupus disease.
You know what's nice? Eric's Google machine just went.
Lupus.
You never asked for this. Kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Like dog. What's going on? Are you white now? You've never had lupus in your life, son. Lupus is an inflammatory disease caused when the immune system attacks its own tissue.
Bam. Autoimmune disease system thing. I was on
wait,
Google.
Now,
Google that.
Wait.
You don't need Google. You got me.
Oh, there it is. Psoriasis. I didn't even need to spell it. It's a rash. It's the same thing. It's just got a different name.
No, man. Psoriasis is a proper skin disease.
Yeah.
But now, anyway, forget Ornie Adams. Let's talk about this. It's news. It's 9:26. We're going to go to...
We're going to do a little bit of
Breakfast Beer Club.
Yeah.
It's a bit boring doing Breakfast Beer Club with you because you don't drink.
Yeah.
Did you have a dope on New Year's Eve?
I did. I drank. No, not... Wait, New Year's Eve? Yeah. I had a Johnny Walker Green Label.
Nice.
I had a single because I was like, I've never...
With Fanta Grape.
I've never... No, it's Oros. I've never had this thing in my life. So I was just like... Because the thing is, we get used to drinking one specific kind of beverage.
Oh.
So we go to a club and be like, yo, can we have a whiskey? And then they just pour like Johnny Black.
Bells.
Or Jameson. And
so
you're like,
so someone bought you a green or did
harsh.
You pay
no,
for
no,
it?
No, I paid for it myself.
You go,
paid for
boy.
It myself. Yeah. It was $100 a shot. I was like, holy shit, I'm only going to have this one.
Did you just sipped it?
Yeah, I just sipped it. But it was a very quick sipping.
It's very smoky and tastes like sand.
Yeah, but it's nice though. Like I like the taste of whiskey. Whiskey's nice.
Good,
and what else did I have? Yeah, that was all. I didn't even have champagne. I did drink on Christmas Day in front of my parents. That was weird. Because then my brother just kept bringing drinks. And then my dad was like, since when do you drink? I'm like, dude, I'm a grown-ass
please
man.
Can you
man.
Bring him here at one of the next ones
grown-ass
in January?
Man. I'm going to see if I can bring him for one of the next ones. I wanna make sure we have a dope guest that day as well.
So they can chip.
My dad is on another level, man.
I'll have my dad on the show if I can find him.
This
guy.
Sad. Oh my god. No, you're just rocking up with that guy we had on the last show last year. What's his name?
The Toto driver.
Blue eyes.
I was just scared,
I was so scared that day. Oh my.
And then I said something like,
I hope he doesn't kill me. I hope he doesn't slaughter me and eat my spleen.
And then also to ask someone to explain the tattoos, and then you realize, oh no, this is going to go into someone got killed.
Yeah, gang related.
There's a teardrop.
I got the spider web when I was kicking people in the teeth.
Why did you go into Questa there?
Because that's my danger voice, man. Questa with no,
I do have a
Questa
voice
with
like
no
this.
Energy is the danger voice.
When I'm at the ATM, I talk out loud like
this. Is dope. Yeah?
If I'm at the ATM, I say things like, oh, I'll draw some money now and pay TJ.
Yeah, no, look, there are certain situations.
And then
where
I pretend
you have
I'm talking
yourself.
To TJ and Lefty so that people know that I'm talking to two badass guys. If you're a gangster, you always have initials.
You need to have initials.
And the other guy's Lefty
because
you
have just a random.
So I must draw another. Let me get some money for Lefty as well. And then I leave. And then the guy's like, don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
Also don't fuck with him because he's talking to himself.
Yeah, I was chilling with JJ and Short. Yeah, those guys, man, they want the money again. Like, what? Who are these people? Why do they want money?
Okay, so.
Back to
the news. News, to me, Meraki
had a
car
accident
with her family, her husband and her kids as well.
Husband and kids, yep.
Yeah.
I saw the picture because I have to me Muraki's number. What? Not flexing. I just had a number. So that morning I heard about it on the news, but I wasn't really paying attention because they just said Celeb was in an accident.
Yeah. So then why didn't you phone me?
What? What do you mean?
When you heard Celeb in an accident, you didn't phone me, Davey, okay?
No, here's what happened. So this is how I knew, because I went to, because everybody posts things online, everybody does the story thing. So I went onto the WhatsApp stories, the statuses as they're called, and I think hers was on top. So I clicked on it, and there was the car. It's busted as fuck. So it's like, missed. Oh shit, this is too mean. So I was gonna phone you if it wasn't
too mean. What car is it? Thank you, man.
It was a Hyundai. Yeah, Hyundai. I think so. No. I'm lying.
Like an SUV.
Yeah, it was an SUV. Yeah, dude, it was. She would look bad. But luckily she wasn't.
But let me tell you, that Sun City Road is not. If so, I've got a gig there, and the guys go to me, yo, can you be there by like this time? It's just a 2 hour. It's a 2 hour drive. You can leave at 3. I'm like, I will leave in the morning.
Leave in the morning, man.
Put me in a hotel, and I'll leave the next morning.
Yeah.
Sun City and all those game farms as well, just outside Bruderstrom or whatever other Dalstrom place.
Yes.
And the other one over here, where the weddings are.
Yeah, I know that one you're talking about.
That's another thing. But I mean, so I wish to me lots of luck and recovery, because I didn't dig the backlash in terms of people saying that's karma.
Yeah, because everyone was like, she should have died, karma. I was like,
it's weird how the Christians said it's karma. And you're like, really? So now all of a sudden you guys are so also Hindu?
Jesus wasn't watching. Jesus was like, hey man, I'm playing PlayStation. I don't have time for this.
Jesus came back?
Yeah.
So Jesus is not a resurrection. It's reincarnation?
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
So chill out, everyone. Yeah. Do you even type that as I know how anonymous Twitter is and things. You don't have to.
Yeah, you can be an egg if you want to.
Yeah, also you don't have to. There's no backlash. I just typed it.
Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah.
I care with my life.
There's millions
of
people.
But to even say
this.
That about someone, like, this is a real thing that's happened. Well known, well liked, controversial, maybe not liked.
Yeah.
But she's taken that radio show to another level.
I was just
going to
say, it's also the people that didn't get the, what is the word? The people that didn't get the, no, the satisfaction from when she said the thing on radio and
see,
nobody.
See, the bicycle thing was like, so part of it was like that, we steal your bicycles and then 10 years later we let you ride them again.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, it's allegory, it's images, it's all kind of stuff in there. And she's getting, like, can no one see that? Actually, yeah, well, you're right.
Yeah. So the thing is, I think a lot of the tweets
instead
were from
using
the
words like land. She just used the euphemism like the
bicycle. Yeah.
Well, euphemism, I suppose.
No. Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. So people obviously that were still upset about what she said on radio were like, yeah, it's because you said that on radio.
How
that
you
even
type
accident.
That. Say that to your friends around the bar. Don't type it on Twitter.
Nah. Yeah.
So that's a news. I wasn't happy about that. And I really do like Toomey. And we were talking about female comics because I saw Robin last night at Parker's.
Tell us more.
Robin said she asked the boss guy, Stephen, if she can do 5 minutes. And he said, sorry, man, I don't know who you are. I can't put you on.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to do 5 minutes. And then that's that. So she sat at the bar. But we were talking about female comics before we came here. And I said to Robin, like, stop calling yourself a female. Just be a comedian. And above all, be funny. And then you'll be on any stage you want to be on. So with Toomey, I just think she really is a funny, funny human. And I don't.
No, Toomey is hilarious.
You don't put female comic in front of.
Yeah, that's also a big thing. I feel like even if you are the host or whatever, don't make a big deal out of it. Because when a female, when a lady walks on stage, everyone is already doing the thing in their mind automatically. Oh. So her job is be funny.
You don't do that padding in front with a comedian going and really give it a chance because this and that.
Yeah.
All right. So,
look, unless it is the first time.
There you go.
The first time.
But then all
you're
doing is you're providing
stage,
a net for
look, guys, don't be too shit. It's literally this person's first
time.
Please
be
That's
cool.
understandable, yeah. But now if you're going to go, yeah, she's cool. She had a bit of a rough week last week, so she needs the laughs. Don't be
Have you ever done an audition for a comedy?
I have never.
Into a camera.
What, comedy? Oh, no, yeah, I did.
The guy said to me a long time ago, they said, do 5 minutes, we'll put the camera on. And then she left the room.
Yeah.
And left the camera on.
Yeah. No, I did.
So
I did. There was
okay. And then I did 6 or 7 punchlines. And I said to her, I said, do you realize that what you want there is punchlines? And I don't do that.
Yeah.
I do an audience. I have an audience member leaving
audience
going,
reaction.
Wow, that was so cool because it was about me.
It was
me.
Different. Yeah.
So she didn't get it. So those things are just wrong.
I feel like, yes, I'm going to say.
Tired?
Put him on. Put him on.
What's when up? Are we going to leave soon?
I like the way he did that, like a proper hypnotist.
Yeah.
When are we going to leave soon?
He implanted it in your mind. He just put it there and you're like.
Dude, what time is the podcast from? When does it start? Just now. So when are we leaving?
Just now.
Ha!
That's the answer. That's the damn answer.
So the other thing I wanted to speak about was, and you can relate to this because I can't. I matriculated in 1987.
I matriculated in 2013. So I can borderline almost not relate to it. 5 years.
You're not on yet.
It's just now.
We're leaving just now.
Don't worry, just now.
Just now.
No.
Now.
Just now.
Now.
No, now is now. Just now is just now.
And then now?
Yeah, just now.
Do you want to leave just now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. You no, see that? Can you tell the time, Jude? What does it tap there?
It is now
30. No. What does it say? Say it into the mic.
Say it into the mic.
9:34.
It's time for Breakfast Beer Club.
That's the one. He just introduced it.
Can you just announce Breakfast Beer Club, please, as an underage
just
drinker?
Just like it is.
What's the time now? What's the time for?
My name is Jude.
9:34.
And it's time for?
Breakfast Beer Club.
There we go.
I like what you said as a question.
Yeah. Breakfast Beer Club.
Breakfast Beer Club.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
Ron,
correct.
I'm
that's
Ron
correct. He's a 9-year-old alcoholic.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Stay classy, San Diego.
So wait, before we do the Beer Club thing, you were saying the matric.
We're not listening
to like, really, when is it time to leave?
Your son is the best heckler ever. I love this guy.
You know what? When I was talking about on stage believing in your punchlines, he goes, but like, what really are you doing, Dad?
Yeah, yeah.
This thing here, let me explain. This is a little recorded thing that people listen to all over the world. And they like to listen to us. You can see that. No, you can't. There's hardly anyone listening.
You don't see anybody. They're all on the internet.
They're all listening on the internet. So we tell them about comedy and we just talk a bit of shit and we get a little bit of a vibe going. And then they listen to it when they're at work on their earphones. Michelle listens to it. You know Michelle?
Listens to it religiously.
The one that took you all the way around the aquarium.
Oh, you guys
took a whole day off to help you touch the turtles.
Yeah, she listens to this.
She was running around with that turtle on her knee.
Wow, she's a turtle strapped to a knee. She's like, yes, yeah, son.
So that lady, Michelle, listens to this thing, listens to us talk. So say hi, Michelle.
Say hi to Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
So thanks for letting me touch the turtle.
Thanks for letting me touch the turtle.
Yeah.
That sounds so dodgy.
I was just going to say, that sounds so
Michelle, thanks
dodgy.
For letting me touch your turtle.
No, not your turtle. Just say the turtles at the aquarium.
What was the turtle's name? Let's see if you learned something, Jude.
What did you learn about this turtle? No.
What was the turtle's name?
Can't remember.
Sandy.
Into the mic. What was wrong with Sandy?
Was she old?
She had a scar on her shell.
Yeah, because of a propeller.
Shark
propeller.
Propeller chopped her shell. It's weird because you can see the lung breathing through the shell. Because people don't realize that from the shell to the tortoise is, you know, the distance between the shell and the tortoise, Eric. That's my new saying.
It's like isn't that. It the hare and the tortoise?
That's a story for another day.
Oh, but you know what? They weren't at the aquarium. In fact, if you threw a hare into the sharks or chow rabbit.
It's like the squirrel and the nut story from last year. It was the best story ever. Oh, I love that story.
Shame you nearly made it across the road.
Sorry.
Okay, do you like to explain what happens? The podcast is from 9 till 10.
Yes,
so 9
to
you work 10. It out there. You tell me when you're ready, give me a thumbs up. Tell me how much time is left in the podcast.
We got
9:36.
20 minutes.
All right.
And then we'll be done.
The matric thing.
I listen
to DJs on. I call them DJs. I wonder.
Yeah, the radio DJs.
And they're kind of. They're saying radio is the best thing in the world. It's done this and that. And then after they do their radio show, they go, hey, if you want to listen to our radio show, you can get us on Catch Up. So I'm like, hang on a minute. Did you just say Catch Up, i.e. podcast, after listening to you? But they're talking weird stuff about matric and get the results and exemptions and don't worry if you fail, don't give up and all these things. Did you have guys that failed? Okay, wait. Well, how many minutes are left?
23.
Yeah, well done. Swags.
So, oh yeah, there's 23 minutes left of this podcast. If you want to go make a cup of tea or
you can. We're gonna go. We're still gonna be here when you come back.
And also, I realized that we came back a week early and no one's listening except for Cornelius.
Now, Cornelius is a champion, I think.
And Jennifer Rush was great, apparently.
All right. Swag.
So now, I don't get it because I haven't. Someone gave me a CV the other day to design for them. And I was like, oh my goodness.
When last did
it's
I do this?
It's still relevant.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
Where's your CV, Eric?
My CV is currently stored on my cellular that I have in my hand right now.
But you must be careful of because you're straight into comedy from school, basically.
Yeah, I don't have anything except matric.
So
I was just going to say, I have the portfolio, so I can tell you I've done all of these things, because I've made a note of everything I've done since I've left school.
Okay.
But
did you ever study something? Did you study electrical, chemical, something?
I was into guarding. IT for a good 3 months, yeah.
Would you suggest a young man like Jude going to IT?
If he understands computers, yes.
If you don't,
because I didn't go to varsity. I went to a college, and then this college bamboozled us because they were like, "Yeah, we're gonna teach you all the basics you need to know about coding and programming before we start the course, and then you're gonna be fine."
Yeah.
And then on the first day, the dude's like, "So what you're gonna do is open the command prompt, and then from there you're gonna type in this." And I was like, "Wow!
Whoa! 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 The command prompt!
Wow!
That's the sound of Eric's little colored guy in his head that just hates work.
Yeah, it's like, "Hi, bro! Wacha big yay! Whoa! Yay! Kom terug, my bro, hey, he lost his
prompt. What was that on MS-DOS?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then, yeah, 3 months in, I was just like, you know when you give up completely, when you're just like, there's no hope.
No one's going to explain anything
to you. No one's going to help
me
with this.
I'm finished. I'm done.
You know when you're cheating on exams?
I just thought you were saying, you know when you're cheating on your chick?
No, that's
I can honestly say I've never cheated on an exam. Because I'm the guy who say I will fail with pride. What did you get? I got -6. How did you get -6? I got my name wrong.
Yeah,
I got the date wrong.
I
got nothing in the exam. The teacher gave me -6 for a maths exam.
She took marks
away
from
me. And I said, you can't do that because mathematically speaking, you had to get those marks from somewhere.
Yeah.
She said, what do you mean? I said, did you take 6 marks from someone else? She goes, no, I took them from you. I said,
you
I didn't have them.
You can't take marks from someone
then she
who
said,
doesn't have.
Well, that's actually quite smart of you to get that concept.
I'll give you
naught.
I'll give those 6 points
six
I took from you.
6 away from nothing.
That's funny.
So you know when you're cheating exams, yeah?
No. What we did was we started writing these tests like every week. And every week it was 50 questions. And I got all of them wrong.
All 50?
Yeah. The 1 week I got all of them wrong. And it was like, Eric, what are you doing here? I'm like, niggas, you guys said you're going to teach us this shit. That's why I'm here.
But you know, half the teaching is learning, eh?
No. But that's the thing. When you're explaining something that I have no concept about, it's pointless. It's pointless.
I would
love
to be in your teacher.
It's like, I only speak English, but you want to do the lecture in Zulu. My guy, I have a better chance.
So everyone spoke like Charlie Brown in your matric class?
Yeah.
So
no,
did
my matric
you get
class,
your matric?
No, obviously I got my matric. Matric with 3
it's
distinctions.
Not obvious, eh? So then you got distinctions.
I'm a genius. You guys just think I'm a fucking idiot.
No, we don't. We've told you. We don't think it anymore.
We know
how did you
are
get 3
idiot.
Distinctions? Which subjects?
Accounting, Afrikaans, and what is the third one? Computers, actually.
But
not IT.
Account,
not
Afrikaans
IT.
Distinction is difficult because it's sometimes based on begrip.
Yeah.
You got it right, man. You got it right.
Yeah. My essays were dope.
Yes.
That was the easiest thing to write to
well,
in
well
Afrikaans.
Done, man.
That was my shit, man. Thank
I
you.
I just
thank
barely you. Got out.
My maths and physics marks weren't so dope, but that's fine because I didn't do anything regarding maths and shit.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So now, they're saying redo things and poor matrix and the guys are all committing suicide.
Yeah, people are killing themselves.
That scares me, man.
It's. I feel like to them it's a matter of they've wasted
it
time.
It's the world is the world is like, macro for them. Yeah. They're seeing this thing as this massive thing. Then you look and you go, I haven't given my CV to someone with my matric results in it for 30 years. No one knows and they don't see. So that's obviously different because we're coming from a completely different world.
Yeah.
You and I don't understand what someone sitting in an office does.
Now,
eh?
The guys that fail now, because the guys have probably applied themselves. But I think it's also a matter of they did the last minute thing.
That's
so these are the same guys. These are the guys that started studying in October for finals, and finals started mid October.
Yeah.
So they haven't had the backup. They didn't go to extra classes. They don't know what's going on.
But I'd say the schools that spot that kid shouldn't register him for matric results because then that's how you get 100% pass. You say to the kid, listen, bro, things aren't happening here for you.
Right next.
We're going to put you back next year. In fact, go home. Here's a tutor, and let's
learn.
Start from some stuff.
Yeah.
And then don't register them. But I wonder if that's what's happening.
Nah, that's not what's happening.
What was our matric pass? 76%?
75.3%.
Do you know there's some schools that have a 0 matric pass?
Yeah.
But not one. If they've registered, say, 40, 60 students,
none
not
of
one
passed.
Of them passed.
Yeah.
Now, that's got to be fixed. I don't think you should worry about the 75.
Yeah.
They're trying to go, let's all get these things. Like, go to that school where the guys have written a matric exam with pens and paper, and you've wasted a large amount of trees for these guys.
Help them.
And you can't help them in trick. You've got to help them in standard.
Yeah, help them. Go back and help them from
7.
Yeah, help them from the early days, yeah.
You should be able to spot it. Anyway, that's my matric.
That's the matric story.
Now there's like an app you can go get your results. We had to stand outside
send
the Star
SMS
newspaper
and tell you how
town.
Much you passed by, yeah. No, but now here's the thing. Everyone now, all these matrics are idiots. All of them. Every last one of them. If you are listening to this podcast and you are in matric, you are a damn fool. You're a damn fool.
I like the way you go into government word.
Because,
government voice.
No. Because this is the thing. Everyone's like, yeah, I passed with a bachelor's degree. No, nigga.
Oh, is that
no,
what they're saying? Yeah.
No.
You got a qualification
to
then apply.
Yes.
You're not getting it.
You don't have it yet, but you got to sit for 3
plus,
more years.
Look in the newspaper. Look at all those little asterisk stars there. All those people got it.
Yeah.
You're just one of the list of going, hi, I'd like to go to university, please. Ah, but this guy got much more than you.
Yo, I passed with an admission to bachelor's. That's admission two. That admission
I couldn't even get into with my arts on higher grade, getting the A's. Couldn't get into a fine arts degree at Wits because my science and maths were down. So these guys who think, but I'm a great artist. Like, no, you got to know the other stuff too. Anyway, so Breakfast Beer Club.
Yes.
We even have Breakfast Beer Club music.
Do we?
I don't actually know, but I'm gonna play it anyway. All right, we're probably gonna get sued. No, the reason why when I say we,
no,
you don't drink.
I was just gonna say, like, I don't want to be a part of this now. Like, my
we
voice
do this
is
thing
gonna
called Breakfast Beer Club. What you're trying to do is you're trying to make these things like in Radio World. They have these games they play, and then an advertiser kind of hooks onto it.
Yeah.
But this is purely because I like beer.
Yeah.
And I don't like people saying, oh, what's this craft beer thing? Or is this gonna go? It's not gonna last and whatever. It's lasting. It's there. Get into it. Find something else to do. Get into something you like.
Yeah.
So I dig this, and what I like is the story behind the beer.
Yeah.
So it's not just, especially craft beer. Like normal beers, you're like, here's the thing. It's got fresh ingredients, whatever. Like yeah. Castle's got that new thing where they've actually put the picture of hops, corn,
yeah,
wheat, barley. They put it on the can.
Yeah.
Now that's because of the craft industry.
Yeah.
There's no way that Castle Lager went, hey, let's do this.
Sure,
they're going, no, let's show people we've also got ingredients.
Yeah.
So they've gone from where they used to just have the logo and it was all about rugby or cricket. Now they're going, look at us, we've also got ingredients. And that's purely because of the craft industry.
Yeah.
So this thing, what's this one called?
This is the Hobgoblin Gold.
The Hobgoblin. Now, do you want to Google what a Hobgoblin is?
It's this dude on the front door with an axe. He's just chopping down shit. That's his life.
What is a Hobgoblin? It's this dude on the front.
Yeah, he's on a beer bottle, Moss. How can you ask me a question?
What's
when
a Hobgoblin?
See the Hobgoblin
it's
is right
dude.
Here.
Is he not? Was he? Look at him again.
Wait. Look
is
at
he
him
not
again.
From Game of Thrones?
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't know. Oh, Hobgoblin.
Have you just realized that I don't
the
either?
The term Hobgoblin is used to sometimes mean a superficial object that is a source of fear or trouble. The best known example of this usage is probably Ralph Waldo Emerson's line, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds," from the essay Self-Reliance. I just read that flawlessly,
well done.
Actually. My God.
So this here is from a bunch of guys called League of Beers who actually send you
beers.
Six beers or 12 every month. And they're random ones that they'll choose.
Oh, like
and what's nice then is it's almost like, Santa, you liked dinosaurs.
Christmas
like every
Christmas
cake.
The worst
cake.
Beer ever.
Does Santa, what do you like, Eric?
What do I like? Beer
what do you subscribe? No, anything.
Oh, what
do
I subscribe to?
Thing?
I am subscribed to a podcast as well. Yeah,
exactly. And you can't wait for the new one to come.
Yeah.
Which one is yours? My dad?
My dad wrote a poem.
My dad wrote a poem.
Shit is funny.
Okay, cool. So people, and I also dig that. Like, get into them.
Yeah,
we'll do story time when we've got
clothing websites.
When we've got
shit.
Our guests.
Yeah,
where's cool. Ryan?
Holiday.
Let's just cut to his mic. Not there.
Ah, he's on holiday. Ryan Holiday is on vacation. Such a beautiful sentence. So what am I supposed to read this thing now? Like what it says on the back of the bottle.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a gilt-edged golden beer. A golden treasure hidden within the witchwood has been unearthed, and it's no fool's gold. The combination of four varieties of hops and
can
an
you read
infusion
it like,
of
like
wheat
a voiceover
and
at least, so we want to drink
okay.
this.
A golden treasure hidden within the witchwood has been unearthed, and it's no fool's gold. The combination of four hop varieties and an infusion of wheat and malted barley results in a perfectly balanced golden beer with a huge hop punch. Well, what would you expect? To find out more about this gilt-edged golden refreshment, visit... Because I don't want to get sued, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just... Please, enjoy
and I'm trying to play some forest music. Can you read that again?
No, I cannot.
Where is it from? The Witchwood?
The Witchwood in... Whitney, Oxfordshire, England. Best before the 30th of June, 2018. Oh shit, it's 2018! Yeah, that's
fantastic. It's not bad.
New.
Okay, cool.
No, it looks like a nice beer.
So I'll try that because you don't drink. So that's 4.5% alcohol and it's 500 ml. I'll have that. I'll drink it in the car on the way home.
I wouldn't say I don't drink, I just drink considerably less.
Haven't you found that like when you Uber, there's no roadblocks?
I don't Uber, so I don't.
You drive?
I drive. 90% of the time.
I can't stand it. Like I'm like tonight. I'm gonna have some drinks. I'm gonna Uber. And then they're not. The Uber drives all the way home. There's no roadblocks. There's no cops trying to ask me for money. Last night, Parker's. I don't drink. I have lime and soda. And drive home.
So
the
sad.
Cops were there at the roadblock. They waved at me.
So sad. That's nice.
That's not nice.
That's nice. They're like, hey, look at Levinson being responsible.
He's being responsible. And I'll do the same thing tonight again. Like, it's just.
I love the song.
Really? What's it about?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is that how most...
Somebody dubbed the song in Afrikaans. They put Afrikaans lyrics at the bottom. It is the funniest thing ever.
Oh, is it? I'll get it. So now, in terms of the year, what are things planned on your side?
On my side, just be amazing. Be more amazing than I was last year, basically. Yeah, just do everything be that more I didn't amazing. Do last year.
I think you did have that attitude last year, I'm going to just do everything.
Yeah, I did. And then
I just never said no.
I ran out of shit in September. So then I was just like...
Oh, you did. I saw you on the radio shows. You just... If TV station found you.
Yeah,
that was
fun. That was just fun.
I think people do like you. I don't think they think you're a doer.
I think people think I'm a doer. Well, select people think...
No, they're allowed to, though.
Yeah, they're allowed to.
You've let your guard down with it.
Yeah. I'm just like, hey... Eat shit. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
And clubs, what happened to that other one in Bromford?
I think it's going to be closed down until March because we need to... We need to establish what is actually happening there before we commit to something that's probably going to fall through the floor.
Okay.
So we need to make...
It's already in the basement. It can't fall through the floor.
No, it's going to fall even further. Now we're going to end up in hell, son. No, I'm joking. Okay. It just needs to find a proper...
I enjoyed the 20 and 5 there. It was packed. Although, then I think about it, there were 25 comedians, so really the room was quite full.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's how you fill your room. Have a 20 and 5.
So, yeah, just start a website, start a proper Facebook page, start a YouTube channel, because apparently my dad is funny, so I need it.
You're going to film your dad?
Yeah, I've been filming him. Like most of my Instagram stuff, it's just my dad saying and doing
this. Yeah, my Instagram is me and my kid.
My dad. Yeah.
You said I've got a full dad. I went full dad.
You went full dad with that bar stool. My friend. I was genuinely crying. I was on the floor. I was like, this is the most amazing picture ever. I wanted to make it a meme. Then I was like, nah.
Can you not meme it?
It's too golden to be a meme.
That's good.
You can still meme it.
You can.
But it's golden.
Can you just meme it for me, please? And I'll put that onto
Just now. I'm
going to
do it for you, and then put it on the thing. Yeah. So, what I wanted to say was... I forgot what I wanted
your
to
dad.
Say.
No, you're my filming dad. Your dad.
Yeah, I dropped him off like just up the road here. So, he was going to look for one of his old buddies that he worked with back in the 80s.
So, he's on proper missions.
Yeah, no, but then he phoned me just before you got here. And he's like, yeah, the dude went on leave, but I booked an appointment with him for next week. So, I'm going to see him next week.
So, your dad's just wandering the streets?
Yeah, my dad is just chilling at Rivonia on deck.
Tell him to come here. Rivonia on deck.
Yeah,
he's the only guy there. Every time I drive past, I think someone just spent $1 million gazillion to have no one come to their place.
Yeah. Unless so now he's there. So that's what I want to do. The YouTube channel, the Facebook page, the website. The Facebook page should be up and running by next month. And then
for you yourself.
Stuff. Yeah, the other stuff.
All right, can you get a Just Now Facebook page as well, please?
We have a Just Now Facebook page.
Do we?
come on, David, we do, bruh. We've had a Just Now
Facebook page. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It should be attached to your normal Facebook page. I'm forever getting notifications like, you haven't posted in like 96 days.
I know, they said to me, we're going to close it down. I'm like, you can't close it down.
That guy was the one that was running it, the dude that took your money and just disappeared in life. You know
Yes.
Yeah, him.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So we'll get the codes.
You'll be in charge of the Facebook one because I feel like the Twitter one is more me.
It's fine. You can do that. The other thing was last year I found the theme of most of these comedians was... follow through, like just believe in your punchlines.
Yeah, commit.
Commit. So every single comedian that came on here ended up saying, like, but where's your belief? Like, do your stuff.
Yeah.
And if they don't believe you, then you'll find an audience that does.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You will, yeah.
There's so many people that like Michael McIntyre. And they're always saying to me, like, do you like Michael McIntyre? And I'm like, no. And they're so shocked when I say that. I said, yeah, but do you eat your snot?
You know you don't.
Some people do. Did you not know this, Eric?
I used to. When I was a kid. I'm not going to lie.
We can't end off the show on the fact
that we used to eat snot. No, we never ate snots. We just lived our best life.
Are you going to make a meme?
Yeah, I'm just posting this thing about this dude that made me laugh this morning.
So, okay, yo, another thing.
This
is weird because in terms of this, has to do with the matric results.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you posted, you just took his name off.
Yeah, I took his name.
Tell me what happened. So it's actually very funny.
he messages me at 8:58 this morning. With a really shocked face going, yo, dude, some girl I'm busy dating. Dieting is slang for
I've got you.
Some girl
I would have thought dieting was something else.
Yeah, just... Okay. Some girl I'm busy dieting shocked me today. Tom Bouts, she passed. So I laughed. Then he's like, yo, bro, I can't make this up. Then he sent me a screenshot. And the screenshot reads, this girl passed and copped a distinction. I'm crying. Then he replies, wait, who? Then he's like, this girl. Me. I'm this girl. Keep up, please. Yeah. I lost my mind.
So she replies.
And the funny thing is, my dude is 25. So that's what
I think 25 is kind of still okay-ish. I've heard of people taking a 30-year-old dude to a matric dance.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. I've heard of that too. Some girls took their old ass boyfriends to the matric dance as well. But it was weird for us because we had that in-house matric dance thing. So your partner had to go in with somebody from the school. So your boyfriend would walk you to the door and hand him over to another skinny-looking Eric.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
And Eric would just be like, don't worry, dog, you'll see you at the after party.
I've got this.
I'm a kisser until then. And then you'd fight.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's what would happen.
Oh, come on, that still happens. But socially speaking, that's not right.
I don't
bring anyone. And who do they pair you off with? Alphabetically.
No. You choose your partner. So you have to ask the girl that you fancy.
Oh, that's so cute, man.
I asked. Again, sad story. If you follow me on Twitter, I got all of them, man. At Eric J.G. Johnson. I just post about friends on things now.
That sounds like train spotting when you dropped the girl off at school.
Yes. So what happened was, the girl I initially asked said no. So I was like.
Then she changed her mind.
No. Then I was like. Okay, that's okay.
Did you have a plan B? The other one, her friend, her sister?
No. But then I went to another girl that I liked and was like, yo, do you want to be my dance partner? And she's like, yeah, sure, let's do this.
Then she found out about the other, she was plan B.
Yeah, then she's like, was I the first person you asked? I was like, no. And then she's like, no, I'm still going to go with you because, I mean, whoever said no to you is an asshole. So I was like, hey, this girl actually likes me. This is nice. And then 2 weeks later, the first girl came back to me and she's like, so my partner left the school. Does your office
what do you? Why, I bet you. Like, I know why he left the school. He left the school because he's one of those guys that they said you shouldn't be running a trick.
Yeah, he was.
Is it?
He was definitely that guy.
In my day, there was the army. You could go when you were 16. You go to the army. So in by standard 9, what would that be? Grade 11. The ex would duck into the army because they said to them, "You're not going to make this." So rather just go and shoot people.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
We're going to go, Jude. Guess what?
I think I'm going to make that a section. Every Friday, we're going to have a friend zone story because I've got tons. I've been reversed into the friend zone.
But your story is weird. You asked the girl, she said no.
I've been Ubered into a friend zone. I've been asked into a... my friend, you're going to hear about these stories. This year's the year of the friend zone. 54 stories, 54 Fridays. Every Friday, you're going to hear it. But for now...
We also need to get some guests, but not really. I like talking to you.
We still got Cornelius' questions as well. We can do this.
Exactly.
Man.
We can do this.
Cornelius,
so I think for 2018, my 2018 is we got this.
We got this, man.
Okay.
We can get it. We love you guys.
My name's David Levinson.
My name's Eric Janssen, and we'll see you just now.
Closing time. This is CliffCentral.com.